Noise making has been part of man since creation. Activities and attitudes of man have created noise almost all the time. Noise making includes talking, laughing, working, and even during sleep through snoring. However, with the advent and abuse of technology, the normal noise making has developed to become unbearable and a pollutant. The main culprits of the noise pollution are many. The focus for our purpose will be on two of them that are loudest during the festive occasions. The churches and the drinking bars are the guilty ones during these periods. Anyone who has ever lived in an environment where a cluster of Pentecostal and charismatic churches are located will attest to this. An impression is sometimes created as if they are competing for God's attention through the power of their sound systems. In such frenzy mood, one wonders whether the sounds being made are meant for the consumption of the members or for the whole area. The reality of the situation in most of the churches today is that sometimes the noise level is so high that it affects the members, but they are unable to complain because they will be branded as evil. One culture that seems to cut across these noise-making churches is the belief that the louder you are, the more you attract the attention of God to answer the prayers. This has been accepted by the members. Some preachers, in their attempt to catch the attention of their members, ask them to shout Amen, adding that members with loudest will receive the blessings of God first. However, the Bible has made it clear in Matthew 6:6 that when we pray in our closet, God, who can see in secret, will reward us in public. Hannah prayed quietly, but her prayer was answered by God. The truth of the matter is that it is not the amount of noise that one makes that attracts God, but rather it is the level of faith and the relation one has with God that determines the result of prayers. One basic fact that is lost to most of the leaders of the noise-making churches is that by their actions, they are unconsciously antagonizing the church with those in their area of operation, contrary to the biblical tenet that we should live in peace with our neighbors. The essence of Christianity is to maintain vertical and horizontal relations, thus being at peace with God and with our neighbors. So if our actions as Christians are infringing on the rights of our neighbors physically, then it must be a matter of spiritual concern to all. Another major source of noise pollution is the activities of the drinking bar operators. Some of the operators believe that loud noise attracts customers to their bars. However, it is common knowledge that the quality of service and customer care attracts and retains customers, but not noise making. As a matter of fact, sometimes the noise rather chases away customers. It is not everybody who enters the drinking bar that comes to drink. Some go there to do business, have meetings and other programs. It should be noted that noise pollution with its accomplice, abuse of technology, has become a social canker and a common enemy of all, including the originators themselves. So therefore, let us all make it a point to minimize the noise.
News commentary was on noise pollution during festive occasions. The script was by Gabriel Dey Yeboah, Staff of Electoral Commission, and presented by Soyoko Kwakuchire.